The person was involved in serving the public, even if it's something that's just to save them from monetary loss, that is a mitzvah. And then he gives my kriyishma, and lo yavsi. Since he's using the mitzvah, he's causing the mitzvah of kriyishma, and he should not stop. It's not that person who was already involved from before this man of kriyishma. What happens if this man of kriyishma came, and then he started doing it? So, there's a machlokes that's explaining whether he should be mafsik in such a case. Kibbe Gom says, it should be mafsik, in other say. Sorry, the other man. Some people say that it should be mafsik, and Kibbe Gom says, even so, now he's supposed to be mitzvah, it shouldn't be mafsik. Yikra is came, the Yikra, the Mishnah is Likros. To finish up the mitzvah is involved in, and it's his time not to say Kriyashma, afterwards you say afterwards. Kamuvan, if you could squeeze him just saying, Shmai Shoshan Kenshem Echa, Boshin Kol Yimakso Yom Va'ed, while he's in the middle of this, and doesn't disturb him in his work, then he should do that. This is a Chiddush, that even though he was always in mitzvah to tie his man in Kriyashma, so he's caught from Kriyashma, he doesn't have to say it afterwards, but he has to be Matzkir Yitzis Mitzrayim even afterwards, because that's an independent mitzvah which is not limited to the time of Kriyashma. A person is always in the Tzorah Tzvihu till after Chatzos, half at midday, and he's caught also from Tzvihu Shachas. Even so, he should not eat before he puts on his tefillin, because that's still a mitzvah that he should be doing every day. So if he forges the mitzvah, he should eat. When he puts them on, he should say Kriyashma or some other psukim when he puts on his tefillin in the second half of the day. Kamuvan, he needs to eat to have strength to do his mitzvah, when he can eat for that. Sifei. Person was in the middle of eating, or he's in the bathhouse, or he's in the middle of a haircut, or tannery, working with the hides. I'll show you the thing. He was in the middle of the interior court case. The Rambam goyimer the afikat goyim Krishna. According to the Rambam, he should finish what he's doing, and then afterwards say Krishna if he feels that he's going to have time when he finishes to say Krishna. He's concerned that he will miss that entire Krishna because he won't have time later, then it's better to take a stop in the middle. According to the Ravid, he should stop what he's doing, even though he's already in the middle of what he's doing, and say Krishna. Shibula says to my old Achareinim holds that since this is an Indian of Teraisa, Krishna, tell me when he started. Yeah. If he started before Amud HaShachar, he doesn't have to stop, as long as he knows he'll have time to daven afterwards, to say Krishna afterwards. If he started after Amud HaShachar, these things, which he shouldn't have done, then he has to stop for Krishna, which is the Raisa. He doesn't have to stop for Brokus and Tzvila, which he can say afterwards. This is in respect to all these other things except for eating, but in respect to eating, it's not from the Chab and Sim Tei Tes, that once Amud HaShachar comes and has to stop eating, even though he started earlier. So once again, the person was in the middle of the night eating, he comes, Alois HaShachar, he has to stop and daven. His other interactions, Merchats and Hirkur, then he started at night, then he's allowed to continue, but he started after Alois HaShachar and he has to stop to say Krishna, he doesn't have to stop for what's eating. Lashon HaShulchan Aruch is that it's mafsik v'koyim. You only have to be mafsik for Krishna. It's mafsik that since he started beforehand, he's in the middle of his haircut, he has to stop for Krishna. It's mafsik for the Issa. He doesn't have to be mafsik for Tzvi. After he says Krishna, he can continue and finish off the haircut.